Hello, this is David Sundin, and I'd like to welcome you to the Rev Up Podcast. Rev Up is produced by the evangelism team of the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention. We exist to organize, equip, and motivate our churches for passionate evangelism. For more information about the evangelism team or the Minnesota-Wisconsin Baptist Convention, please go to www.mwbc.org. And thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast.
Well, when I came on as evangelism director for the state convention, I had been working with church planting for our 20 years. You know, when you come into a new job, I got to kind of retool. I got to rethink. So I started reading. I've got some of the best mentors in the world, and they come through books. My coaches, mostly, are in books. I've been reading, and I came across a guy named Tim Sanders. Now, he's written a number of books. Matter of fact, maybe Ed Stetzer even assigned it for one of the classes that we had together. I don't know. But anyway, I was reading him, and then I came across the book called The L Factor, and it's dealing with the likability factor. I want you to look at this quote. You will accomplish more in the next 2 months by developing a sincere interest in two people than you ever will in the next 2 years by trying to get two people interested in you. But look at it again. You will accomplish more. And let me just put in context. You will accomplish more for the kingdom of God in the next 2 months by developing a sincere interest in two people than you ever will in the next 2 years trying to get two people interested in you. What does that mean for our evangelism? A lot of times, we're trying to get people interested in what we have and who we are and interested in our church. And we work and we work and we work and we don't see much happening when we really should flip it the other way and become sincerely interested in them and pour our life into them, and we will start to see things happen. Bill Hybels wrote a book, Just Walk Across the Room. One of the chapters in that book is called Living in 3D. And in that book, he has 3 D's that he says that we need to be doing. The first one is to develop relationships. Develop relationships. By the way, the book says walk across the room. You know what he's getting us, what he wants us to do? He just wants us to say, there's someone over there I don't know. I'm going to take a step. And I'm going to walk across the room, and I am going to figure out who they are, and I am going to develop a relationship with them. Now, if you haven't figured this out in evangelism, it is very, very difficult to lead someone to the Lord if you haven't met them. This is kind of a no-brainer. So the first D is really a no-brainer. But how many times do we just pass people and we never take the opportunity to develop a relationship? So if you're going to invest your life in two people and sincerely do it, and if you want to accomplish something great for the kingdom of God, you have got to develop relationships. The next D is to discover stories or discover their stories. I remember when I was at St. Paul Bible College, which is now Crown College up in Minneapolis. When I was there, my folks still lived in Louisiana. And I remember, and I'd go down and I'd work offshore in the Gulf of Mexico to pay for college, and I was at final times. Now, I was not, Dr. Stetzer, he teases a lot, but, really, I am not a good student. All right, he's right about that. He really doesn't remember. He's just pretending to remember, but I really have trouble. I mean, he doesn't remember a thing I wrote. And matter of fact, he gave me all my papers back, so whatever paper that he said that he had, I guarantee you he doesn't have it. But anyway, I hated tests, and I would always wait till the last minute to study. And I remember coming in, and man, finals were coming, and it was a Tuesday, and I had two. I had one at 8 a.m., and I had one at noon. And then I was going to get to go home. All that night, I studied. I maybe only got 3 or 4 hours of sleep before my first exam. And I had it down. Man, I went in, I did that exam, I got done with it. 9 o'clock, I was back in my room and thinking, okay, maybe I should take a nap. No, I can't take a nap because I studied for the first one. I didn't study for the second one. So here I am studying for the second one. I got 3 hours to cram everything I know about that subject. I don't even remember now. You see, it didn't work. I crammed all that stuff into so I could go take that exam. So I went in there at noon. I took that exam. I got done with it. And by 2 o'clock, I had my Volkswagen Bug, 1969 beige Volkswagen Bug, that radio was broke. There's some things you just remember. I was in the car, and I was leaving the campus, and I was headed for New Orleans. And I'm driving. Now, for those of you who have ever driven Volkswagen Bugs, you'll know that somewhere between, and that's when the speed limit was 55, somewhere between 50 miles an hour and 60 miles an hour, there is a drone that begins, and it just drones, and the radio's broke, and you can only sing yourself so long, and I'm droning, and I didn't get much sleep, but am I going to stop? No way. I'm getting home, and by the way, it's 24 hours straight through drive at that time, at 55 miles an hour. I left 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 2 o'clock the next day in the afternoon, I had fought it, I had slapped myself, I'd stuck my head out the window, I'd sung myself hoarse, I'd stomped my feet as much as I could. I'd done, you know, you do this in the seat to try to stay awake, and you can actually make a little bug go do funny things when you're doing that. I got to Slidell, Louisiana, right outside New Orleans, where I had graduated from high school, and the first car that passed me when I came into town was filled with some of my friends. And they just waved at me. That's all. They waved. Oh, there's David. I was exhausted, and I experienced something I'd never experienced before. I was about brokenhearted because they knew me, but they had no idea what I had just been through. They had no idea I was even gone to school. They had no idea how hard I studied. They had no idea. And this was silly stuff, okay? But I wanted so badly to tell them what was going on, and they just waved and went on. And you know what? There are people that we meet all the time, everywhere, all over the place, who are dying to tell their story, but they don't find people who are willing to listen. We need to discover their stories. Then the third thing is we need to discern the next steps. And we say discern the next steps, we're talking about letting God lead us to letting God show us what we need to do to help them come to Jesus Christ. And so I found that living in 3D, and I said, boy, that's a great thing to do if we're going to really invest our lives into somebody. Now, at NAMM, there's a guy named John Avan, Vice President of Evangelism. And he said this, if every Southern Baptist would concentrate on just one person this year with the goal of having that person accept Christ and become baptized. Do you see what he's saying here? Every Southern Baptist concentrate on just one person this year, with the goal of having that person accept Christ and become baptized, we would blow the roof off all of our baptism records. That's just concentrating on one person per year. Now here's the kicker. We would blow the top off all of our baptism records even if we had a 97.5% failure record. Does that grab you? If I get together with my Christian brothers and sisters who are called Southern Baptists, and if I will concentrate on one person and let God help me find that person, develop a relationship with them, discover their stories, and let God show me what I need to do, discern the next steps, if I concentrate for 1 year on that one person, and they can come to Christ and be baptized, we will do more in evangelism than any year we ever have. And that's if 97.5% of us fail in that task. God, I can do this. I can do this. And you can do it too.
Thanks for listening to the Rev Up Podcast. If you would like to schedule an evangelism conference in your church, please call the Minnesota Wisconsin Baptist Convention at 507-282-3636. And remember, stay close to God for integrity of character, stay close to unbelievers for opportunities to influence, and stay close to believers for accountability and partnership.